You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal and Engineer Jim, and we're back. I know you didn't get enough of us yesterday, so we have returned. And I know I told you guys that we were going to have Gus Bradley on, and I thought it was going to be yesterday, but life gets in the way. As you can imagine, Coach is a man in demand. He's traveling. He's in a million different places. His to-do list is a mile long. So we got him today, which means, dun-dun-dun, we have a bonus episode of Upon Further Review brought to you by the good people of Coors Light. And so frankly, guys, it's just Gus. We were joking earlier today where it feels like Raiders.com now is just GusBradley.com, but I like it. It's good. We're excited. We feel good about this hire. Obviously, Coach Bradley has a lot to do in the next couple days, weeks, months to get this defense to where we all want it to be in 2021. But after talking with him, hearing his press conferences over the past few days, I feel like he's the right person to do that. He has the right energy. He's the right enthusiasm, charisma, whatever word you want to use. He's going to be the guy that gets this defense back to respectability because, frankly, that's what we're looking for. We are looking for a competent defense, a defense that can be on par with the offense and get this team back into the playoffs, hopefully, in 2021. So, without further ado, here it is, our conversation with Gus Bradley. And we are super excited to welcome in the defensive coordinator for your Las Vegas Raiders, Gus Bradley. And Coach, it's been, gosh, just a little over 2 days since we announced your hiring. So what has been on your agenda? What have you been doing the past 48 hours?
Well, a lot of phone calls, you know, just getting a chance to get to know some of the current staff and building our staff, you know, on the defensive side of things. So had great conversations with Coach Gruen, Coach Marinelli, you know, and then some of the guys that we're looking at hiring. So just starting that beginning process. Also had a chance to reach out to some of the players. I know I'm just in the beginning stages of that. Would love to, you know, hope in the next, you know, few days get a chance to reach out to all of them.
So, Coach, I got to ask you this. What was the moment, I don't know if there was one, but if there was, what was the moment where you knew that you were going to take this job, that Las Vegas is where you were going to continue your football, your coaching career?
Well, I think, you know, there's a good chance when Coach Gruen invited me out there and I walked in the building or drove up to the building, you know, at that point, it was a really good feeling. And then when I went in there, and you know, you never know until you sit down, you get a chance to visit and see their vision. And that's what I appreciated the most. I think when owner Mark came in and sat down and visited, and I just heard Coach Gruen's vision and then, you know, Mark Davis's vision, and just to hear, you know, how close and similar it was. And I knew, boy, these guys are on the same page along with Mike Mayock. And then, you know, the fan base, you know, when you put it all together, it just felt really good at the time. So obviously some more discussion, but I think when I left the building, I knew it was a pretty good chance that this could be a job that, you know, if offered, I would take.
You know, you talk about that vision and you bring up the importance of Mark Davis and Coach Gruden and Mike being in alignment. But for a guy who was in kind of the very unique position that you were in where, you know, frankly, Coach, you were a man in demand, how vital was it to hear that all three of those parties were really in sync for their vision and what they wanted for this franchise going forward?
Well, very important. I mean, I think that gives you a chance to be the, you know, the best chance of being successful. And granted, I was with Coach Gruen back in 2006, 7, and 8. And so, you know, just to be able to get a chance to see it again and to be with it and to hear his perspective and really where he was taking this, it was just, you know, I really, really enjoyed it. And then, like I said, everybody reached out. He had a chance to visit with every one of the guys that was there at the interview on a one-on-one basis, and the message was very similar. So, I mean, that was refreshing in itself.
You know, you talk to the players and the coaches, and obviously we've heard it from Coach Gruden really a lot over the past month, but they all to a man speak about how valuable Rod Marinelli is to this organization, to this program. How, when you got a chance to meet with Rod, when, and I'm sure that, you know, he was involved in the process of getting you here, but what does he bring to the table as a defensive line coach?
Well, I mean, obviously highly, highly respected in his profession, and every time I was at the combine, I told him, and he knows this, that I would seek him out and just bend his ear on a few things, you know, in the back of the end zone. And he's just so well thought of. But I think the biggest thing is that you want different personalities within the defensive staff. You know, people are going to gravitate to somebody, and you want to make sure that you have different personalities, different points of view on the defensive side as far as how they look at life, how they look at football, and just so that players have somebody to go to in time of need. And Ron Marinelli, I mean, he can relate with anybody now, anybody from any walk of life, and that's invaluable.
You know, you go back to 2020, Coach, and I don't want to ask you too much about last year because obviously you weren't here, but I wonder just kind of like philosophically, where you look at this defense last year and there were so many young guys, so many guys that were kind of thrust into action when, you know, they perhaps didn't think they were going to see that many snaps, but you look at these young guys and then for some of them to have kind of, you know, frankly, just some of those really just not great moments, moments that really end up costing this team games. What do you do now? How do you come in and kind of build up their confidence to say, hey, look, last year was a learning experience, but hey, we're going to get better in 2021 and this is how we're going to do it.
Well, obviously, you know, there's a lot of growth that took place. You know, I know you look at it and you say, holy cow, some things we need to get better at. And that's every year. I've got great respect for Paul Gunther and the staff. And so our job is to build on it. And, you know, when you really look at it, the NFL is a race to maturity. You're trying to take, you know, first and second year players and have them play and respond to adversity like seventh or eighth year veterans. And that's the race that everybody's in. So I think it comes back to, you know, on their experiences they gained from last year, and then a system to where they can quickly understand and quickly adhere to the principles to it so they can play at a high level and play really fast. I mean, that's the importance. That's the race to maturity. And so every second that we get with our players and every moment that we talk to them, it's got to be about some of the principles. And within the system, there's non-negotiables. And then there's some things that they're, you know, they have some negotiating that allows them to play free and fast.
Gus Bradley's our guest today. And Coach, you know, obviously you spent time with Coach Gruden back in 2006, as you mentioned. Has Gruden changed at all over the past 15 years, or is he still the same guy that you met back in Tampa?
Well, you know what I love about Coach Gruden is he sets the standard and the pace. I mean, his work ethic is unmatched, and it sets the tone for the whole staff and really for all the players within the organization and everybody within the organization. And that's what I remember about him. He loves football. And if you love football, it's an unbelievable environment. But that's what I remember. I mean, I can't wait to get a chance to be with him again and the offensive staff, because they'll challenge you in ways that allow your defense to grow fast. I mean, they will attack us every day in practice, every which way. And that's really, you know, so important as far as that growth that we're talking about. But I think the biggest thing is that, you know, he sets the standard and the pace for the whole team. And that's where I remember him. And there's no doubt I picked up that same, you know, mindset in the interview.
You know, Gus, I always said throughout the season that I said, God, man, I would love to ask a defensive coordinator this question, but I don't know if I'll ever gonna get the chance. But here it is. The chance has presented itself, Coach. So as a defensive coordinator, what were you thinking? What was everyone on your staff thinking when you look at the film and you go, how are we going to stop Darren Waller?
Hey, great question. I don't know if anybody has solved that, right? But he is. As you saw in the game, you know, when I was with the Chargers, we had a corner on him. And, you know, you'd think that a corner was a good matchup, but he's just so talented. I think you have to have great awareness where he is on the field. But, you know, when you talk about really, really talented tight ends within the league, I mean, he's at the top of the list. I mean, he's so athletic and such a mismatch, you know, for anybody that's on him. So, you know, he just, you know, I'm glad we're on the same team now, you know, because really that offense, it was a unique perspective, because over the six games or past 3 years that we played the Raiders, you know, when I was at the Chargers, you could see the growth of the offense, and you could see him just getting better and better and adding pieces. So, you know, it's been pretty impressive.
I'm just wrapping up here with Coach Bradley. And Coach, logistically now, and I know that we're kind of in the off season and things for a lot of teams are kind of slowing down. I can't imagine that's the case for you, but logistically, what is the next week, month, 2 months? What does this look like for you now?
Well, I think it's just getting in contact with everybody and then making sure that we put together the best staff that we can, and that can serve our players and serve the organization and serve Raider Nation. And that's what our goal is right now before, you know, we get everybody back into the office, is just do our due diligence and putting together a staff that can really be great teachers, great developers as we begin this, you know, next year with our players.
You know, Coach, a little birdie told me before I let you go, because I know you're up against it, but someone told me that you're quite the fisherman. So have you been able to find any spots out here in the desert? I can't imagine that. And look, I am no outdoorsman. I'm not going to pretend to be an outdoorsman, but I imagine that it's probably kind of hard to fish out here when it's just beautiful mountains and dryness.
Hey, that's all right. I think, you know what, the right time will be spent either driving to the office and at the office. So, you know, you're right. I love to fish and, you know, when I have a little bit of time, just because it gives that one-on-one time with family. Now, I didn't say I was a great fisherman. I just said I like to fish. So, no, it is. It's something that we've enjoyed. And I guess mostly it's just because it's a family time or out in the boat together with our kids. And we discuss a lot of things at that time. And that's what I enjoy the most about it.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Two of my best friends from home are really like legit big time fishermen. And so the past couple of years, obviously this year being the exception since everyone's all over the place, but we typically, my group of buddies, we try to go on one fishing trip, you know, one weekend each year. And as I've said, I'm no fisherman, but it's a great excuse to sit out on the water, drink a few ice cold suds, and just chop it up for a little bit.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's living right there. So I don't know if we solve any problems, but we sure discuss a lot of them.
Very well said. Well, hey, Coach, we appreciate your time. I know you've been a very busy man the past couple of days, so we appreciate you carving out a little bit of time for us. And hopefully the next time we see you, I will physically see you here in this brand new, beautiful building. But in the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Oh, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
And a big shout out, big thank you to Coach Bradley for carving out a few minutes for us today. As I said, he's a very busy guy, a guy in demand for very, very, very good reason. So that's it. The bonusode. You guys know what comes with the bonusode. We're in, we're out. We give you the goods and then we hit the road. So for Eddie Pascal, Engineer Jim, our friend Alexandra behind the glass on the ones and twos, and everybody else at Silver and Black Production who helps get our little program from A to Z, we thank you deeply, humbly, and oh so sincerely, and we will catch you guys next week, normal time, I tentatively promise, for our next episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
Since starting Allegiant some 20 years ago, we've flown more than 100 million people to be with those they love. We're pilots, flight attendants, and technicians, but we're also parents, spouses, and neighbors. And just like you, we're excited to reconnect with the people and places that matter most. That's why we're going the distance for health and safety, on the ground and in the air. Because the further we go now, the safer it'll be to go farther tomorrow. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights, only at Allegiant.com.